This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Gibbon. Toronto has gone crazy for the Raptors as that team plays in its first ever NBA Finals. You might expect things to be a bit calmer back in Oakland, where the Warriors have made the finals 5 years in a row. Not so at the house of Lloyd Cannamore. Lloyd lives in West Oakland. His 1,100-square-foot home is right next to an on-ramp for Interstate 580. You can't miss it, painted blue with gold trim, Golden State Warriors flags draped over the porch, and even a picture of Steph Curry framed in the window. KALW's Marco Seiler Gonzalez visited Lloyd at his home in Oakland.
Many folks in the Bay Area consider themselves Warriors fans, especially when the team is going for its third straight championship. But I'm going to tell you about someone who may be the Warriors' biggest fan.
Are you a Warrior fan?
Lloyd Cannamore is dressed head to toe in Warriors gear. And it's not just because I'm here to interview him. That's just what he wears. Plus, he's got two humongous championship rings on each hand.
Do you wear at least two at all times?
Yeah, all two at all times. But sometimes when I get fly, I put two more on, though.
The rings are replicas, by the way. Promotional giveaways handed out by the Warriors. If the world is the arena, Lloyd says his house is the locker room.
So look, I come outside. Here come the Warrior man. Warrior's my heart. I believe blue and gold. It's in me.
Let me tell you how Lloyd's connection to the team and the stadium goes deeper than most. When he was in high school in the late 70s, Lloyd took work as a snack vendor at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena for Warriors home games.
Well, I'd be loud. Get your hot dogs here, hot dog, get your hot dogs here.
Lloyd often has a stutter, but it wasn't a problem when he was on the job.
Get your peanuts, hey, everybody, get your peanuts. Get your peanuts. I made money fast then.
Yeah.
Because I was strong and healthy.
He says the arena was another home. He practically felt like part of the team. Lloyd happily shows me an old photo of himself with Sonny Parker, a guard who was the Warriors' first-round pick in 1976.
I was just starting. I was 17 years old.
The years passed. Players came and went. But Lloyd stayed loyal. His friends even gave him a nickname.
The guy called me Hardaway. Was that Hardaway? Was that Hardaway?
Tim Hardaway was a point guard for the Warriors from the late 80s through the mid-90s.
Oh, Hardaway with the steal. Forget it here. And Tim goes in and slams it home.
As Lloyd's connection with the team grew deeper, his family life got more complicated. In 1997, his 14-year-old son, Lloyd Jr., died of cancer. A few months later, one of Lloyd's brothers died from AIDS. Just a few years ago, two of his remaining brothers died, one right after the other. A friend saw he was hurting and wanted to help, so he offered to paint Lloyd's house for free.
The man, how can you take two deaths back to back? He said, so I'll do you a favor. I'm going to paint your house. How you want it? I said, I want the Warrior colors.
Of course, Lloyd wanted his house painted blue and gold. Those colors are his emotional anchor in the wake of tragedy. And the bold paint job even turned out to reward him in a way he wouldn't have guessed. When rapper Bizzle wrote an unofficial team anthem called Warriors, he needed a location to shoot the video. And someone had the idea to make it outside the home of the number one Warriors fan, Lloyd. And guess who came by for the shoot? Superstar Stephen Curry. You can see him in the video, jumping alongside Lloyd.
We did 10 takes of that song. 10 takes of it. The same song, so at the end of the night, I couldn't raise my arm up.
Cause you were going crazy in that video.
Cause yeah, could be a winning.
Yeah.
Now that Lloyd's in his mid-50s, he doesn't go to games nearly as much as he used to. It's a full-time job taking care of his mother and five dogs, who all live in the Warriors' house. Plus, Lloyd is still dealing with personal hardship. His daughter Tamara is at Highland Hospital with a severe bacterial infection. Lloyd tells me that watching Warriors games calms his nerves, helps him through tough times, helps him survive his grief. His unrelenting fandom may appear to be a love for basketball, but it's also a mechanism to deal with a lifetime of trauma.
Just want to say a couple of words. It's very difficult to sum up how we feel about this building and all of our fans.
The Warriors are playing their last few games in Oakland. Next season, the team will move into its new $1.4 billion arena across the Bay. And to be honest, Lloyd hates San Francisco. Hates the Giants, not a fan of the 49ers. He says he'll just watch the Warriors games on TV.
Well, I hate going to San Francisco. It hurts me so bad because I'm not going to go not one time and go watch the game in Frisco.
Will it be the same, watching the Warriors from home? Maybe not. But that doesn't mean Lloyd Cannamore has any intention of painting his house any other colors than blue and gold.
That's reporter Marco Seiler Gonzalez. His story was originally produced for Bounce, a podcast from KALW chronicling the Warriors' last season in Oakland.